So let's review. The Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah of the previous daf, which detailed which gifts may be sent as a gift on Yom Tov. Avaloi sandal hamasumar. One may not send a sandal made with nails protruding from them. The Gemara explains that it may not be sent because it may not be worn. Shemaisa shahaya. Because of an incident related in Masechta Shabbos daf Samach Amud Aleph. The Mishnah continues. B'loi minol she'eino tafer. One may not send a shoe that's not sewn, even if partially attached, because it cannot be used this way. One may not also send an undyed shoe, or even if it's dyed, but not smooth. Mishnah concludes, as a general rule, whatever can be used on Yom Tov may be sent on Yom Tov. The Gemara relates that Rav Sheish is permitted the sending of tefillin on Yom Tov. Abaye asked, but tefillin are not worn on Yom Tov. To which Rav Sheish has answered that the Mishnah actually means to say, anything that is in its complete form and can be used on a weekday as it is, may be sent on Yom Tov itself, whether or not we use it on Yom Tov. Rashi explains that Abaye understood the words be Yom Tov to be part of the beginning of the statement, as follows. Zahaklal, kol shenaisin by be Yom Tov mishalchanaisi. Sheshish answered that the words be Yom Tov are part of the end of the statement, as follows. Zahaklal, kol shenaisin by be Yom Tov mishalchanaisi. Hanulach Beya, we have Baruch Hashem completed the first parak of Masechtas Beya, and we begin the second parak Yom Tov be'ez Hashem. The first mission of the parak introduces us to the Takanas Chacham of Eruvi Tavshil, to permit cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos when Yom Tov falls on Friday. Let's first review the background of Eruvi Tavshilin based on the Gemara Pesachim Dav Mem Vavma base. The Pasuk, Kamalech Zavoy de Loisasu, teaches that all malachas that are asr on Shabbos are asr mideraisa on Yom Tov as well. The Pasuk, Ach Asher Ya'ochel Chol Nefesh Hu Levada Ya'osel Chem, makes an exception. The work done L'tzarech Eichel Nefesh, for the purpose of eating on Yom Tov, is mutter. However, the Heter of Eichel Nefesh applies only to food prepared for Yom Tov itself, and not for the next day. Therefore, the Gemara there asks, Heichel Neifim Yom Tov L'Shabbos, based on what do we cook and bake on Yom Tov L'Shabbos when Yom Tov falls on Friday? After all, a Ruvitav Shilin, which is a Tekan D'Rabbanan, cannot be Matar and Issa D'Raisa. There are two answers. Rabbi employs the principle of Hayalu Mikala Le Archim Chazilei. Since if many guests would arrive unexpectedly on Yom Tov, he would need the food for Yom Tov. We view this cooking as being done for Yom Tov. However, it remains Asim Drabbanan because right now he does not yet have guests, and his intention was for after Yom Tov. Therefore, the Chacham instituted a Ruvitav Shilin to remove the Issa Drabbanan. Rav Chisda does not subscribe to the principle of Hayal. However, he holds Midei Raisa Tzarchi Shabbos Nasim Yom Tov. As Rashi there explains, Shabbos v'yom tov chod kedushahi, the tavayu Shabbos sikri, v'chi heichad the mutal of ashal abay b'yoy, mutal of ashal machar. Shabbos and yom tov are one kedusha. Therefore, midai raisa one may cook on yom tov for Shabbos. The Chacham, however, did not allow it because gzeresh miyim ro'if miyom tov af l'chol. People might erroneously think that one may bake on yom tov even for the weekdays. Kivin that zachur abon, eruv tavshilin, is lehekera. The requirement of a Eruv Tav Shilin reminds people that only Miyam Tov L'Shabbos is mutter, but Miyam Tov L'Chol is asur. Bottom line, according to both Rabba and Rav Chisda, there is no Issa D'Raisa, merely an Issa D'Rabbanan which is removed by a Eruv Tav Shilin. Therefore, Zok the Mishnah. Yom Tov Shechali is Erev Shabbos. Lo Yavashul B'Tchila Miyam Tov L'Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls on a Friday, it is forbidden to cook on Yom Tov L'Shabbos. Avol Mavashul Hu L'Yom Tov V'Em Ha'isir Ha'isir L'Shabbos. But one may cook for Yom Tov and use the leftovers for Shabbos. Furthermore, Eisad Tavshel Me'erev Yom Tov V'Soymech Olav L'Shabbos. One may prepare a cooked item from before Yom Tov and rely on this item to continue cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos as if he had already begun cooking for Shabbos from before Yom Tov. This is the concept of Erev Tavshil. B'Sham Erev Mishnei Tavshil U'B'Sil Erev Tavshil Echad. B'Sham holds that two cooked items are required for the Erev Tavshil, while B'Sil holds that one cooked item is sufficient. If the Erev Tavshilin was eaten or lost before one finished his cooking for Shabbos, he may no longer continue cooking for Shabbos on Yom Tov. However, if there is even a small amount remaining from his Erev Tavshilin, he may rely on that to continue cooking for Shabbos on Yom Tov. The Gemara asks, what is the source for Erev Tavshilin? From which we learn, Zachreyu me'acher sheba lashkichei. Remember the Shabbos, even from a situation that would cause one to forget, meaning on Yom Tov, when one is involved with all the needs of Yom Tov? The Gemara asks further, my timer, what is the reason that the Chacham were Mesaka in the Erev Tavshil? Why did they forbid cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos without it? As Rashi explains, the pasuk just quoted, Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kachay, is merely an asmachta, as the entire concept of Erev Tavshilin is only Takanas Chacham. The Gemara cites two opinions. Amar Rava, Kedei Sheyivur Mano Yafa L'Shabbos U'Mano Yafa L'Yom Tov. Rava explains that the reason for Erev Tavshilin is that a person should prepare a special portion of Shabbos, as well as a special portion of Yom Tov. If we would not require the person to take special action for Shabbos from before Yom Tov, he might use up all the food on Yom Tov, leaving nothing for the Shabbos meals. Ravashi Amar, whereas Ravashi explains that the Erev Tavshilin is a reminder that if we may not cook or bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin, certainly we may not cook or bake on Yom Tov for a weekday. Rashi adds that Rava's reason is out of concern for Kavod Shabbos, and Ravashi's reason is for Kavod Yom Tov. V'tana maisi l'mahacha. Rav Elazar cites another source for Erev Tavshilin. The following pasuk was told to Bnei Yisrael on Erev Shabbos. From the double lashon, Rabbi Elazar learns, "In ifin ela al ha'afi ve'mevashon ela al mevushal." This is an allusion to that we may not cook or bake on Erev Shabbos or Yom Tov, unless we have already begun cooking and baking from before. This is the source in the Torah on which the Chacham relied to institute Erev Tavshil. The Gemara relates a story regarding Simchas Yom Tov. Tarabon. Rabbi Elazar was once teaching Torah all day long on Yom Tov. One by one, groups of Talmidim slipped out, as they each wanted to go home and eat their Yom Tov meal. Rabbi Elazar expressed his displeasure at each group, comparing them to barrels of wine of different sizes, denoting their apparent desire to go home and eat, rather than stay and hear words of Torah. The last group he even referred to as Bali Ma'era, calling them a cursed group, and he chastised them for being Manichi Chaya Oilam. The few remaining Talmidim were then afraid to leave, until Rabbi Eliezer sent them home with the following words from Sefer Nehemiah. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Eliezer holds Simchas Yom Tov Rishus. As we learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein loy la'odim b'yom tov, ela oichel b'shayse, o yeshev b'shayne. Rileza holds that Simchas Yom Tov is optional. A person may spend the entire day either eating and drinking or learning the entire day. Whereas Rabbi Shua holds, Chalkeyu, Chetzi L'Hashem, Chetzi L'Chem. One should divide the day of Yom Tov, half of Avodas Hashem of Torah and Tefillah, and half of Yom Tov by eating and drinking in the special Sudos HaChag. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, V'shnei Mekor Echad Arshu. They both derive their respective opinions from the same Pasuk. Kasev Echad Oimar Atzeres L'Hashem Alikecha. One pasuk states that Yom Tov should be for Hashem, while the second pasuk states that Atzer should be for you, the Yidden. Haketzat. How do we resolve this apparent discrepancy? Rabbi Eliezer savor oikulei Hashem, oikulei lachem. Rabbi Yeshua savor chelkeu chetzi Hashem vechetzi lachem. The Gemara now examines the pasuk in Nehemiah quoted by Rabbi Eliezer. Ma'i ki chedras Hashem himo uzchem. Amar Rabbi Yechanan Meshum Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon. Amalem Hakadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael. Bonai, lavo alai v'kidshu kedushas hayoyim v'minu bi v'ani pareya. One should not be concerned about Yom Tov expenses, as Hashem commits in this pasuk to repay all expenditures of Tzarchei Achag. This faith in Hashem is what gives us strength, and this is what is meant by the pasuk, ki chedvas Hashem hi mo'uzcham.